Hey guys, how you doing? Danny Cumro again here, and I cannot believe it's episode number 3 already. I'm actually getting totally addicted to this. I'm absolutely loving it. I'm loving your feedback. Please keep it coming. Please keep tagging me on Instagram. My Instagram is Juicy Danny, JuicyDanni. Loving hearing what you guys are thinking of this podcast and how it's helping you to grow your network marketing business. So today, I am going to get straight in to my first podcast where I'm talking to you about tips, really, as to how to grow your network marketing business. And I am starting today with talking about Instagram Reels. Now, the reason I wanted to start with Instagram Reels is because it's something that is truly exploding my business right now. I am totally addicted to them. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll be able to see I am doing Reels every single day. And it is something that is definitely getting me out there more, getting me more interest, getting me more recruits, getting me more people seeing my page, get me more followers. So it's something that I am literally so passionate about. And I've said on these podcasts before, like, I love video content. I built my business up through doing live videos, which I'm going to be doing another podcast about. But video content is something that I absolutely love. And it's because you get to put your personality across. People get to see, like, exactly who you are, exactly what you're about. And Reels are an amazing way of doing that. And they're an amazing way of doing it that's actually far less scary than doing a live video, because live videos sometimes you're like, oh my God, I can't do it, I don't know what I'm talking about. Whereas a reel is like 15 seconds, guys. Like 15 seconds, you can get your personality across. And I'm going to tell you how to do that in this podcast. So first of all, why reels? If you're not using them yet, really think about using reels to grow your network marketing business. And I'll tell you a couple of reasons why. Firstly, they are the number one business building tool according to social media experts for 2021. Okay, with reels, you get a wider reach. So you may notice, I definitely notice this, when I'm doing a reel, I'll get people engage, comment and like, who are not necessarily people in my following list. And that is because reels have a different algorithm where Instagram matches them to people and puts them in people's For You page that are not necessarily people that are following you. So for me, it gets me a wider range of people coming to my page. And therefore, it's building up my following quicker than anything else that I'm doing on Instagram. It's literally like building up my following. And I know people that have got like their reels have gone viral and they've got like millions of views on them. And as a result of that, their following has gone crazy and they've gained hundreds and if not thousands of followers from that. Instagram are obviously pushing them right now because they're still new, they're still up and coming, so they're an amazing thing to be doing, and they show your personality. So you can do reels about so many different things, and they show your personality so much, which is really why you should be doing them. Okay, if you do reels right and you do it consistently, they can be like the biggest tool that you can use to get to leadership position in your business. Like, that isn't even exaggerated. If you're consistent with them and you use them every single day, you can literally build up your business by using this tool. Okay, so then what to do, right? You might be asking, all right, I want to do it, I want to get on Reels, but I have not got a clue where to start. I don't know how to use the feature. I don't know what to do Reels about. I think it's really important for you to start thinking about your personality. I mean, you may have done this exercise before with your upline or something like that, where you literally write things about you on a page, okay? So you do like a little stick diagram of yourself and you write around it different things that represent you, like the five things that most represent you. So everyone that follows me will know that I'm a mum, will know that I love Louboutin shoes, will know that I love going shopping, will know that my daughter loves Harry Potter. And because my followers know this, it's like they get to know, like, and trust you more, right? And they'll start tagging you in things and they'll start thinking of you when they think of these certain things. So think about five things that represent you, and these are things that you can start doing your reels about, okay? Other things you can do your reels about, really, really simple, how-to videos, okay? So you're giving value to people and you're showing people how to. Outfit changes. So if you're someone that, you know, you are like a fashion blogger, you do talk a lot about clothes, outfit changes and doing transitions is a really good one. If that's really not your bag and you're like, I don't like fashion, I don't go shopping a lot, I don't like outfits, just because you might see those kind side of reels trending don't mean that they're the type of reels that you should be jumping on. Like, you've got to be authentic and you've got to be true to yourself. So don't just see someone else's reel and think, you know what, that's what I need to be doing, because it's not true at all. You need to do something that is like you, that represents you, that is you. So if you are into fashion, then yeah, them ones are absolutely great. But if you're not, then stay away from them ones. You can show your products, okay, on reels. You can do little product demos, right? Whatever company you are in, you can do product demos on your reels. You can show different offers. So we've got a great offer right now, one within our company. I've done a reel about it, right? So you can show different offers, and that's going to bring more traction to your page and your business as well. You can show your lifestyle. So if you're out and about with the team, you can show that. Team community reels are amazing. I recently went to, so after we come out of lockdown, we had our first, we were allowed to meet a certain amount of people like outside. And I had my first team meeting on the beach. I was like, right, let's all go. Let's have a picnic on the beach. And I turned up with my tripod and my team were looking at me like, are you absolutely crazy? And I'm like, no, of course not. Like, reels are trending. I need to be making a team community reel. And it actually came out really good, and it got lots of views on there. So you've got to think about these things. Like, if you're serious about growing your business, don't have like a team meeting without making content. Obviously story content, but obviously with regards to this podcast being about reels, real content, right? Make a reel. They're so fun. And if you can show team community in 15 seconds through a reel, that is absolutely like amazing. Okay, trending topics. So you can just talk about like trending topics on there. You can obviously get the family involved and do funny ones. If you and your partner are quite funny, get your partner involved. If you've got a child, I often do reels with my little girl, Ellie Rose, and all of the reels that I do with her get so many views because, you know, people like seeing like your family getting involved in your business and stuff like that. So we do like outfit changes ones, me and my little girl. We've done like Harry Potter ones, and people really, really like those ones where you're getting your family involved as well. And then funny voiceovers is obviously one. If you are quite funny, reels are an amazing way for you to get your personality across. And, you know, we all love the funny voiceovers. Jump on the trends, like, quite quickly, and you can get people following you. Mum reels are absolutely incredible as well. If you are a mum, like, doing, like, funny mum reels. Anything that's going to relate to your audience, really think about who your audience are, who you are, who your tribe is, and then you do reels to suit all of that. So absolutely incredible. Reels are amazing right now, okay? So some quick tips about them, okay? Show fun, energy, and excitement, okay? Your reel needs to be, like, exciting. People need to stop watching it. Even though it's 15 seconds long or 30 seconds long, however long you're making your reel for, okay, it still needs to be exciting. It needs to have a hook in that first few seconds. In that first few seconds, you've got to make people want to watch the rest of the reel, okay? Call to actions are very, very good, especially if you are doing a reel like related to product or business, doing things like follow me for more, read the caption, DM for info, tag a friend, anything like that where you are asking people to do something, right? So that your reel is not only getting views, but it's actually helping to grow your business because you're giving people a call to action. Another amazing tip: you must have good, clear, bright lighting, okay? If you see reels and you know, you're using like your front-facing camera and it's blurry and the lighting's bad, is someone going to be attracted to watching your reel? Hell no, okay? You need it to be bright, you need it to be light, you need it to be fresh. You can pop a filter on there. We all have our go-to filter. Think about what one that is. It's really good to use the same one like throughout your reels. And 100% invest in a tripod. Like, if you are a network marketer in 2021 and you haven't got a tripod, do something for me right now, okay? Get your hand and give yourself a little slap on the cheek, okay? Have you done it? I hope you have. If you are on this call and you are listening and you are a network marketer and you do not own a tripod and a ring light for that matter, take your hand, give yourself a little smack on the face and tell yourself, right, you are not doing what it takes to grow your business, because you cannot be a network marketer and not have a tripod or a ring light, in my opinion, okay? So give yourself a little slap, get on Amazon or wherever it is and invest in a tripod and a ring light, okay? So that's going to be key to you making your video content and making your reels, okay? You want to prop your phone up on your tripod. That's why I was saying, even when I went to the beach, my tripod comes with me. If I go away for the weekend, I'm going away this weekend with the girls, my tripod is coming with me because I'm going to be making video content. I'm going to be making reels, okay? You have to show, like, your lifestyle. You have to do your attraction marketing. And in order to do that, right, You need your pictures to look good. You need your videos to look good. So therefore, you need a tripod. It's no good to like, I see so many people like doing reels or doing live videos and like, you know, because they've just propped up their phone on the side. They've got the wrong angle. It's coming from underneath. It's not looking the best that it can look. Invest in a tripod is my point, guys. So hopefully you understand the importance of that by my little rant there. Okay, so some people, when they're recording reels, I have a little bit of trouble with kind of like how to edit them and stuff like that. Okay, so there's a great app called InShot, which I'm sure you all have. It's called InShot. It's a really good app for editing your videos if you want to use like an external app to edit them. I do use InShot sometimes if I want to like fasten up and slowing down and do all of those things. But most of these things and all of these features, we can do them like directly in the reel, in reels now. Like we can do them directly in there, but I understand for some things it's easier to use like a different app. So whatever works for you. And a tip as well for doing your reels. Sometimes I just record my reels in my stories rather than recording them in the reel feature. And then I save them and then I upload them to my reels afterwards. So and whatever is best for you, to be honest, there's no right or wrong way to do it. And you can Google, like when I was trying to first of all, like, you know, put the writing on and time it right. Like I just watched a YouTube video as to like how to do that. And there's so much out there to help you with how to make your reels look professional and how to place your writing and everything like that. My hate, which I'm like, I can't stand it, is when people write on the reel but they have it off of the screen. So if you actually hold your finger down on your reel screen, you will see like a border, and you have to make your writing, your text, fit within that border. Like don't have it coming out so people can't read it because it's off the screen, or don't have it too small so that people can't read it, or don't have it coming on and off like far too quickly that people can't read it, because people need to know the message that you're putting out there. So it's really important to make it clear. And with the writing, when like your writing's coming on and coming off the screen, like I've trained a lot of team members that are like, oh, I can't get to do it right. It's actually something that with practice, if you're doing a reel every day and you're being consistent with it, with practice, it becomes like second nature. Like I can kind of edit and upload a reel now within a couple of minutes. Like it really doesn't need to take you long. And we've got to think about things that are like, you know, like income producing. We don't want to be wasting our time. It's not income producing for us to sit there and spend 6 hours producing a reel. Okay. I mean, sometimes if you want a really amazing one, like, yeah, they're going to take a little while, but they shouldn't be taking you like all day to do a reel. You should be doing them quite quickly, really, okay? And the more you do them, the easier that will get. Another tip is with the music. Make sure you are choosing trending music. So trending music's always gonna be up there with Instagram, like pushing your reel out to more people if you're jumping on trends really quickly and stuff like that. Sharing your reel to your story after. So I'm sure you all do this when you do an Instagram post. You do the post and you share it to your story, okay? You can do exactly the same thing to your reel. Share it to your story so you've got more people seeing it. And an amazing tip, right? Which sounds so simple, but it's so important, is using different locations, okay? Because sometimes, and I'm exactly the same with live videos, and I'm going to do a whole podcast on live videos as well, because if you follow me and you know me, you will know live videos are my thing. Love video content, love live videos. They are my best friend. And I believe really, really helped me to get to top level in the business that I'm in. But using different locations, whether you're doing a live video, whether you're doing a reel, because again, if you are standing in the same place, like showing your product or, you know, doing exactly the same thing every single day when you're doing consistently your reels or your live videos, people are going to feel like they've seen it before. They're going to be like, oh, I've seen Danny like in that position before doing that same thing. And it's not going to be exciting. It's not going to be interested and they're not going to watch it. So if you go onto my Instagram right now and you flick through my reels, you will see I have done reels on the beach. I've done them in shopping centres. I've done them in the park. I mean, when me and my best friend met up for the first time with the kids after lockdown, we done that real night with a baby girl, you know, that one, that song. What I'm gonna give it to you. Da, 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 da. I don't know the song, I can't sing it. You probably have no idea what I'm talking about. But that song, anyway, we did a version of that reel in the park, and it got so many views because it was different and it was fun, and we were in the park and we were on the play equipment. So yeah, probably a bit crazy for two middle-aged women in the park doing that. But it got people laughing and it got people smiling. And I'll give you a quick story as well, guys, while I'm on that subject, okay? During lockdown, Reels changed my life. So first of all, I was on TikTok before Reels became a thing. And what I was doing, because I never really used TikTok as a platform. If you are using TikTok as a platform to grow your network marketing business, amazing. But I was just doing funny Reels on there. But I was then sharing them over to like my Facebook and my Instagram, popping them on my story on Instagram, because obviously Reels weren't a thing then. And I had people that joined my team. Okay, I've got lovely ladies that were in my team that joined just because they saw my Reels, and my TikToks were nothing about my business or my product, okay, but they become my customers and they became my team members because they said they were in a bad place where they might have been a little bit down. We was in lockdown, you know, they were in quite a dark place. They come across me on Instagram and I made them laugh. I made them smile. And sometimes like that is what we do, right? We change people's lives. We make them laugh. We make them smile. So just by them watching me and thinking, oh, like she's really funny. Like she's actually making me laugh. They then started following me and they become my customers and they become my team members. And now, you know, they've hit leadership position and they're doing so, so well. And I think that is how powerful Reels are. So sometimes when you see even the silly ones, like me doing a voiceover or me doing a dance in a park, you might think, how is that income producing? How is that building a network marketing business? But guys, it is. And it doesn't have to always be in your face about your business and your products. So these Reels that I was doing, it was like, the first one that this particular team member watched was me and my husband doing the, you know, the, oh, you can really dance. Oh, you can really went dun, dun, dun. She went dun, dun, dun. And then we've both been dancing all this time. What a coincidence. Whatever that is, right? You know what I mean. You've heard it because these things stick in our head, right? So she watched that. She watched a couple of others that I was doing and she reached out and she went, you know what? Like, I was in quite a dark place. I watch you every single day and you're making me smile. And I just think that is what we do, right? If we are genuine in our network marketing business, we are finding people and we are making them better. We are making their life better. We are introducing them to a life-changing business that can make their life better, right? And Reels is another way that we can find people to make their lives better. So it's something that is so powerful. So before you just think, oh, like it's, you know, another silly video of someone doing a voiceover, you don't know how that's resonating with people or how that's making people feel, right? And our job is to make people feel good and to introduce them to something that can potentially change their life, right? Which is our network marketing business. So never underestimate the power of Reels. I want to now give you guys a challenge. Who is ready to see the power of Instagram Reels? Say, I'm ready. I'm doing it. Okay. And I want you guys to do at least a 10-day commitment. 10 Reels in the next 10 days, one Reel a day. Who is up for the challenge? Who is up for the challenge, guys? 10-day Reel challenge, right? And as you're doing it, you can watch your following grow, you can watch your engagement grow, and you can watch your leads grow for your business and your product, okay? So if you do this and you take me on board with this challenge and it's not something you've done consistently yet for 10 days, please tag me in it. Please tag me in your Reels. Please share your success with me. I would absolutely love to hear how they are helping you grow your network marketing business. So I really hope that was helpful to you today, guys. As you can see, I'm really passionate about Reels. I can't wait to do my next podcast again. I'm absolutely loving these. Please tag me in your stories if you're finding them helpful. Love you all so much. Thank you for the support. Thank you for listening. And I hope that helped. Have an amazing day, guys.